It is Thursday, June 20th, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. The 5th annual KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival completes its 2013 season with a performance this evening at 7:30 in the Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall. U of A Music Department faculty and guest artists will perform Lieberman's Trio No. 1 for flute, cello, and piano, and Shostakovich's Piano Trio in E minor. Admission is free tonight with a reception to follow the performance. More information is available at fulbrightsummermusic.uark.edu. KUAF is supported by Kumon Math and Reading Centers, which are located in Fayetteville, Lowell, and Bentonville. Kumon offers learning for the long run, a path to become confident, independent, self-reliant people all parents hope their children can be. More information is available at kumon.com.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, we'll talk to six of the more than 80 musicians who participate in the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. This month, for the third consecutive year, the orchestra is formed in mere days to present concerts all over Northwest Arkansas.
We also continue our series on what happens at the Arkansas Research and Technology Park, and we find out what happens at the Office of Innovation.
But first, a new poll by the Washington Post and ABC News confirms findings from other media surveys showing a majority of Americans support the National Security Agency's surveillance programs. After attending classified meetings and a top-secret briefing through the Appropriations Committee, Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says he's pleased with public relations efforts by intelligence agencies. Senator Bozeman admits citizens should know some of the reasons for the NSA's collection of phone records and specific online data to thwart acts of terrorism.
I think the concern I have is it appears that the programs seem to have overstepped their boundaries. You know, when you're essentially taking everybody's phone numbers and then storing that data, you know, for extended periods of time, years, so that you can go back and look in the future. So what we've got to do is make sure that we're safe without giving up the freedoms we cherish.
Senator Bozeman says he would like to see a more targeted effort by the NSA to curb terrorism, rather than the mass collection of personal digital data from American citizens.
The State Board of Election Commissioners approved a draft of rules for implementing the Voter ID Act passed by the Arkansas General Assembly. The law requires voters to provide a form of photo identification before casting a vote. Commissioner Stuart Soffer says the range of acceptable ID types dispels his concerns about the new requirement.
The amount of ID that is acceptable is overwhelming. It is just absolutely overwhelming. If you take a look at it, I just fail to see how anybody is not going to have one of those forms of ID. They threw such a far net. The net they cast is just so wide and so far. This is why I get so frustrated when I hear all the naysayers.
However, others like State Senator Joyce Elliott criticized the bill during the legislative session, saying the requirement is an unnecessary hurdle that hinders the elderly, disabled, and poor from asserting a constitutional right to vote. Previously, Governor Mike Beebe cited studies indicating ID requirements could disenfranchise between 2% and 9% of the electorate.
Work is expected to begin soon on clearing the Cache River. Since the 1940s, silt, logs, and other forms of debris have slowly clogged the river in Jackson County. The result includes four log jams, two of which were at least a mile wide. Jackson County Judge Jeff Phillips.
The biggest concern is the siltation in the river. And right now, the log jam stops the siltation from up north. And where that river's been cleaned out up north, there's a lot of siltation that comes down, and it keeps building. And now in Grubbs, you can't even, back there where the log jam is, you can't even tell there's a river there. It's just shrinking its way around and through all those logs and siltation and stuff.
When rains come, the log jams cause flooding to roads and farmland because only trace amounts of water can move through the log jams. The Army Corps of Engineers issued a permit to remove two of the largest log jams, and Governor Mike Beebe pledged $150,000 for the removal of the log jams. That's expected to cost $249,000. The Cache River and Willow Slough drainage districts have also pledged to support for the removal, which could take 2 months. The smaller log jams are expected to be removed next year.
June is National Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Pride Month, and the Special Collections Department at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has organized an exhibit in honor of the month. Out of the Closet, located near the circulation desk in Mullins Library, includes books, journals, pamphlets, and newspaper clippings that reflect the life of people in the LGBT community on the U of A campus and in Northwest Arkansas. Catherine Wallach with the Special Collections Department at Mullins Library says that the collection unearths some surprising history about the LGBT movement in Northwest Arkansas.
Someone had planted a homemade bomb at a gay rights rally in 1985 at Wilson Park, an event with University of Arkansas Gay and Lesbian Student Association. And that kind of shocked me that something like that would happen right here in Fayetteville.
But times have changed. The Associated Student Government no longer withholds funding from LGBT student organizations. And in 2007, Eureka Springs established a registry for declaring domestic partnerships in the city. Wallach says that finding the materials for the exhibit was slightly challenging.
It's surprising how long it takes to dig out all those different materials for what looks to be a very small exhibit. And also the language and the terminology that we use now is not the language that has necessarily been used historically. So you have to be kind of creative with your search terms and with the documents that you search through.
Although the exhibit may appear small, Wallach says that the Special Collections Department has additional related materials not on display. The exhibit will be on display until September.
The Arkansas Highway Transportation Department yesterday announced federal funding awards for 31 safe routes to school programs in the state, totaling $2 million. Of that, around $594,000 was awarded to 9 programs in this area, including more than $216,000 to Westwood and Elmdale Elementary Schools in Springdale, $100,000 to the city of Harrison, just more than $81,000 to the city of Fayetteville, and $60,000 to the city of Mena.
The Fayetteville Historic District Commission has announced recipients of this year's Historic Preservation Awards, honoring projects, organizations, and individuals for commitment to preservation in the city. Honorees include the restoration of the Mock Fulbright House and Arcega's adaptive reuse at the historic Fayetteville Depot, both receiving awards for best practices. Winners of the Mayor's Award for Outstanding Service in Historic Preservation include the History Minute video series, produced by the city's government channel, the Project Fayetteville Digital Image Archive, created by the Fayetteville Public Library, and Up Among the Hills, the documentary about Fayetteville, directed by Larry Foley.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had their 4-game winning streak broken last night. They fell to the Arkansas Travelers 8-3, though the Nats did win 3 of the 4 games in the series played in North Little Rock. They'll continue to play on the road tonight as the Nats take on the Drillers in Tulsa.
Expect partly cloudy skies this evening with overnight lows from 69 in northwest Arkansas to 74 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, your Friday, mostly sunny with highs from 88 to 93. Tomorrow evening, partly cloudy with overnight lows in the upper 60s.